Dallin Cuff from ESPN, and of course the Daily Wager. I watched them on TV the other day. They were breaking down the tournament. Let's start with the good for us here, and then we'll get to NC State, which we don't know yet if it's good or not. They're in the field. That's good. The Blue Devils were a machine from opening tip. It took them about 2.5 minutes to score, but once they did, man, they were all over what I think is a pretty good Oral Roberts team.
You don't think. They are a very good Oral Roberts team, and it wasn't just the took Duke 2.5 minutes to score. It took Oral Roberts 8 minutes to score. That's the problem here, and that's for a problem for a lot of other teams. Duke defensively has length. They've got versatility. They've got athleticism. They've got rim protection. That side of the ball has really grown for this group, while their offense has continued to develop. Guys are comfortable in their roles as they've been fully healthy now, and that was probably the most resounding performance in the first round. I will say this, as you mentioned, the Daily Wager. I am shocked. I shouldn't say I'm shocked, because the numbers and the Vegas has loved Tennessee all year. Tennessee is a shell of what it was earlier in the year. That line is almost only 3 points right now. So I've already hammered it hard for Duke tomorrow, and I suggest anybody likes to dabble, do the same, because Duke is playing at an elite level, and Tennessee is playing at a middling level at best, and they're playing without their point guard, Zakai Ziegler, who's out for the season. I just, that line just seems off to me. And usually when that happens, Vegas wins, but I don't care. We're going big.
Dallin Cuff from ESPN and the Daily Wager is joining us here. I hope you heard that, people, because maybe there's Christmas can be taken care of right here in March. So here's the thing about Duke, and I am as guilty about this as anything. I had made it a determination in my mind in January, having watched them X amount of times already this year, that I just don't think they're dynamic enough in the backcourt, can't beat anybody off the dribble, can't get to the rim. And now, while we're still not seeing necessarily that part of their game, Jeremy Roach gets in the lane whenever he wants, and Derek Whitehead is providing what we thought he might provide at the beginning of the year but never had a chance to because of injury. But now they're getting that more dynamic ability from Whitehead, and Lively's healthy, and Filipowicz. They've got a lot of weapons.
They do, and they have a ton of weapons. And I will say this, they do have Jeremy Roach that's done it before. Obviously, he was critical in their Final Four run last year. What's working against them is an inexperience factor, and we'll see how they handle that through the tournament. Tomorrow's opponent, Tennessee, is very experienced, but I think just the better team and the team that's playing in form, and to your point, understanding your role is really important. And I think when you come in with a bunch of guys, or you know, three guys in the top seven of the prospects in terms of the nation last year with Filipowicz, Whitehead, Lively, you have all these expectations and anticipation, and then you have injuries. These guys have settled into their roles, and they kind of understand. Like, Mark Mitchell understands what he needs to do on both ends. Filipowicz, how and when they need to play through him. Lively, I'm not going to get the ball. I got to go get mine on offensive rebounds. I'm going to protect the rim. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to rim run. I'm going to be a problem. Derek Whitehead, I'm going to make shots, and I'm going to be an aggressive wing player that, as John Shire told me back in October, we need him because he's different than anybody we got. And that is absolutely true, and he's showing that now at times. Everybody is where they need to be, and this is what you want to do. Peak at the right time. That's what Duke's doing.
Dallin Cuff from ESPN is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Before we look back, let me look ahead real quick to NC State and their matchup today against Creighton. I know Creighton's good. I keep waiting for State to put consistent games together where their backcourt is dominant. They've got a pro in Terquavion Smith. I think Jarkel Joyner has been their best player this year. Casey Morcell's got some experience from Virginia, but I love his game. I'm just waiting for them to put it all together.
They had put it together at times. They blew out Duke by 500, it felt like, you know, back in, I think that was January.
Yep.
They put together good performances. They came back in a game against Carolina and dominated down the stretch at home in a game they won convincingly. Those guards are special. DJ Burns, it provides something in this game that's important, too. With Ryan Kalkbrenner, he's a big rim-protecting big for Creighton. I wonder if DJ can get into his body, potentially get him into any foul trouble, because when he's out of that team is very different. Creighton lost six in a row during the course of this year, and Kalkbrenner was out with mono for three of those games, and then getting back to full health, anybody that's had that disease, that's hard to come back from right away. That team is a top-10 level team. I actually love Creighton. This is the difference between your bracket and betting. I have Creighton in my bracket going to the Elite Eight. I had them beating Arizona in the Sweet 16. Obviously, they wouldn't have to go through that path anymore. NC State is getting 5 or 5.5 points. I love that bet today. I like NC State to keep it close, and they can't win. I think whoever wins this game beats Baylor and goes to the Sweet 16. NC State has all the components. Can they defend consistently enough against a Creighton team that really can score, too? This should be a fun up-and-down game with a lot of skilled players on the floor.
Yeah, that to me, when, again, another team I've been watching all year, their half-court defense, for the most part, has been better than it's ever been under Kevin Keats. But when it's not there, as it wasn't again in both games against Clemson, one in the ACC tournament and the other in the second-to-last game of the regular season, which was a total head-scratcher, when it's not there, they're terrible on that end of the floor. But if they're good, they can be super dynamic. Is it too knee-jerk? I know how people want to process things. We want to make declarative statements all the time. Is it too knee-jerk to say Virginia under Tony Bennett and the way they play is not conducive to March? I think it's kind of knee-jerk. I think there are certain things that about it that certainly lend itself to not being as successful. But how do you look at that?
Get ready, because Scott's is taking over Daylight Saving Time. It's such a big event that we're calling it Daylon Saving Time. And now it's got real savings. In fact, it's the biggest deals of the year. Audacious? Absolutely. So don't wait. Stock up early and you'll be able to save up to $20 on Scott's Triple Action and Easy Seed products today at the Home Depot and Lowe's. Offers available March 9th through 22nd at select U.S. stores. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for exact offers.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Well, I can't say that's true because they won a national championship in 2019.
Right.
So that can't be true when you've gone 6-6. The difference with this team, and I've said it all year, is they, and this was last year too, look, they were not elite defensively. Like, for his style of play and how slow they play, you have to be elite defensively. And that's what he's had most years. But this year they were top 30 in the defensive efficiency, usually top 5. You could straight line drive them. You could beat your guy at the dribble, and the help would not be there in time. They weren't as physically imposing. And playing without Ben Vanderplas, once he got broke his hand before the ACC tournament, changed that team because they weren't so good defensively, they had to outscore teams at times, and they had to make shots. Like, usually UVA can win games without making shots. Not this year's team. They weren't dynamic on the ball. They didn't have a guy you could just give the ball to and go. So you had to make shots, and when they did that, they were very good. When they didn't, they weren't so good. And you saw their offensive struggles down the stretch. You saw Furman, a team that was able to score and not be completely uncomfortable trying to get the shots that Furman wants in the spots they want. And that's become a consistent problem. And they don't have any pros on that team. And that's also a problem, too. They played with pros before. They don't have pros now. So it's a talent thing, and it's a defensive ability thing. So it's not necessarily the system. The system can win, but you got to have dudes. And like Coach K used to always say, the players win. You got to have dudes.
Yeah, I think the misnomer is that the tournament is about coaches. I think the tournament is about players and coaches, but mostly players. I really do. I think it shows up in March if you don't have quality, just to use a soccer term, if you don't have quality, it shows up in March more than it shows up in, you know, November, December, January, and February. Who do you like? Is your Final Four still intact, by the way?
Yes, my Final Four is intact. I have Alabama. I think they will manage to handle all the off-the-court stuff that's going to continue to come at them in waves. I think they can handle it well enough because I think they're such a dynamic team on the court on both sides of the ball. Alabama coming out of that region, playing Marquette in the region, beating Duke actually in the Elite Eight in my bracket. Then I have Gonzaga coming out of a brutally loaded West. And then I have Texas coming out of the other part, the final region, Texas against Bama in the final. And Bama cutting down the nets in Houston is where I'm going right now. Injuries are critical in this thing, man. You've seen it with Houston already. They're dealing with injuries. Miami, North Shadow Mir, Kansas, Kevin McCullough. You got guys all over the place at big teams that are hurt. So folks should really pay attention to that if you're going to throw some shekels on some games.
I wonder if Jim Larrañaga will look at what happened with Marcus Sasser in Houston and sit North Shadow Mir. I know they might not beat Drake either way.
Exactly.
That's going to be a tough game, regardless of who's playing for Miami. But if you take a chance and sit Omir, if just in case, because it's really I think they could get to a Final Four if they're healthy.
I think they could too. One of my picks I would have loved to make is them go really deep. That Duke game, I have them going to Sweet 16 still, despite this injury. But you can't sit him. If he can go, you got to give him everything he can. That's how good Drake is. Drake is one of those teams that they weren't playing Miami. If they played any other five seed, I would have them winning that game. I shouldn't say that, but not Duke. Any other five seed, I'd have Drake winning outside of Duke. But this is a problem right now with the Miami team. I think that's a very tight game. I did play Miami -2, but that is a very, I think it'll be an outstanding basketball game too, and that's kind of a coin flip.
Dallin Cuff, ESPN, and the Daily Wager. I appreciate your time, man. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. We'll talk again.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No, no way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.